The state's lawsuit against the manufacturers of the fast ferries is back on the calendar. A trial is scheduled for next spring, but attorneys representing the state and the Alaska Marine Highway System are worried that they won't get any pretrial cooperation from the German company that made the high-performance diesel engines. KTOO's Matt Miller has more from Juneau.
3 weeks before heading to Germany to take pretrial depositions in the fast ferry lawsuit, state lawyers are extremely anxious about whether potential witnesses will voluntarily answer questions. The state of Alaska and the Alaska Marine Highway System are suing the company that made the allegedly defective engines for the Fairweather and Chiniga. 10 potential witnesses, employees of the firm MTU Friedrichshafen, are located in Germany. State attorneys would prefer that the company compel those employees to appear. Senior Assistant Attorney General Dana Burke predicted a scenario in which the witnesses don't show up at deposition and then don't show up at trial. Lawyers for MTU and MTU Detroit Diesel, now renamed as Tugnum America, say German law forbids them from ordering their employees to participate in oral depositions. General Counsel Christopher Koch said during a teleconference status hearing in Juneau Superior Court on Monday that the employees have agreed to appear, but they can only participate voluntarily and they could simply walk out at any time. In addition, potential witnesses cannot be videotaped and cannot take an oath. That would render their comments less as testimony and more as a product of a question and answer session. Alaska attorneys are also concerned that MTU Tugnum America will try to use the commentary from those depositions as expert witness testimony during trial. Tugnum America attorneys say there is a formal process to order potential witnesses to appear and answer questions at discovery depositions, but it's up to the attorneys representing Alaska to learn about German law and follow that procedure. Koch said in directing his comments to state attorneys that we're not obliged to do your work. In addition to the initial 10 employees, Burke submitted a request last month to depose three others, but Tugnum America attorney said those three will likely be unavailable as they have left the company or will be traveling the last half of October when the depositions are scheduled. A three-week trial is scheduled to start early next April. The Connecticut company that built the ferries, Director Shipyard, filed for bankruptcy protection in January and is not currently part of the lawsuit. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.